Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2543. Should you try to make up a missed workout? By Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Should you try to make up a missed workout? By Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com. Missing a workout can be gut-wrenching, and you may even feel guilty or that you failed somehow. You could try correcting the situation and adding it to your next workout to compensate for the lost effort. Although, is trying to make up for a missed workout the right thing to do to keep you on track? The temptation is real, especially if you're following a training plan or working with a personal trainer. However, even the most dedicated exercisers and professional athletes miss a workout. It's normal, and it happens to everyone. Why did you miss your workout? Was it due to an unexpected event, poor sleep, fatigue, lack of motivation, or something else? When you understand the reason or reasons why you missed a workout, it can help you address any potential roadblocks in the future. Consistency is key. Consistency is the key to making progress. Missing a day here and there, especially to recover, is more important than pushing through to exercise every time your plan says so. Fortunately, missing a day or two will not reset all your hard work. In fact, your body might benefit from the rest. However, if you are missing a lot of workouts, trying to cram them in later will be counterproductive and can lead to burnout and injury. If this is the case, try to address why you're skipping your workouts and adjust accordingly. What if missing a workout impacts your goal? Overall, no one workout will make or break your training plan or set you back so much that it impacts your goal. An extra day of rest may even work wonders if you are tired or sore. If you're following a training plan, you could adjust your workouts. For example, if you missed a workout, you could do a light workout on a rest day later in the week. However, you should avoid doing back-to-back vigorous training workouts without rest in between. This can lead to an injury, which will certainly impact your goal. Keeping a fitness journal and monitoring your progress can help keep you on track when you miss workouts. You can't remember everything related to your goals. Tracking yourself is the best way to monitor your progress and give you a bird's eye view of all your efforts. Not only will you see your progress, but you may also see early indicators of trouble, which will let you make adjustments sooner rather than later. As a result, you keep moving in the right direction. Tracking your missed workouts can show how it affects your progress. In fact, you could learn how missing a workout impacts you over time. The more information you have about your workouts, the more you can make well-informed decisions about your goals. How to reduce your risks of missing a workout. You shouldn't be too hard on yourself for missing a workout. However, you want to minimize the number of times it happens. Let's explore some common reasons why you could miss a workout and what you can do now to help minimize it in the future. 1. Colds and flus. You'll inevitably get a cold or flu, which sidelines you for one or more days. It's important not to exercise if you're ill. Sometimes you can get sick because you're exercising too much. However, getting enough sleep, washing your hands frequently, eating a balanced diet, and having rest days can help reduce your chances of catching a cold or the flu. As a result, you can miss workouts less often due to illness. 2. Commitments. Work and family can undoubtedly change your plans quickly. Although avoiding these commitments may be impossible, you can adjust your schedule to reduce your risk of missing a workout. You could exercise when unforeseen obligations are likely not to interfere with your workouts, like before or after work. Also, putting your workouts on your calendar with your other appointments may help you schedule your commitments with your workouts. If scheduling your workouts isn't feasible, consider exercising at home so you don't have to rely on going to the gym and can fit those workouts in when time allows. 3. Lack of motivation. You can't be too hard on yourself when you're not motivated. There is a lot stacked against you. Evolutionary psychology suggests humans are wired to conserve energy and avoid unnecessary exertion to survive. As a result, your natural inclination is to choose sedentary activities. Your mind is also wired to seek immediate rewards. Bad habits are easy to make because they give you that short-term reward your brain craves. Unfortunately, exercise involves discomfort and delayed gratification, which makes the benefits not so immediate. There are no immediate consequences if you don't exercise, so it's easy to prioritize other activities and procrastinate. Your success depends on exercising consistently. Even if you exercise for only 10 minutes, that's a win and better than missing a workout. Once you start exercising, you may find the motivation to keep going. And 4, you don't look forward to your workout. There is no shortage of advice on the best exercises that burn the most calories, gain the most muscle, and lose the most weight. You may have even talked to a personal trainer who crafted your ideal exercise routine. However, you may not like the exercises you do. That's certainly a problem. You'll never have fun if you force yourself to do something you don't enjoy. As a result, you may rush through what you're doing, skip workouts, and take shortcuts. If you don't like running, biking, playing tennis, or football, don't do those activities. No amount of motivation can get you to exercise if you don't like your workouts. Instead, try something new. You never know what fun new activities you may discover. When you enjoy your workouts, you'll look forward to them. However, too much of a good thing can be harmful. So make sure to listen to your body and take a rest day when needed. Why you shouldn't make up a missed workout. If you skip specific workouts, you should reassess your goal. It may be too ambitious for your fitness level. On the other hand, if you're accomplishing most of your workouts, you shouldn't worry too much about it. Your body may be telling you something. If you feel tired, sick, or sore, then a day off may be what you need to recover. Otherwise, trying to make up a missed workout by doing double the work or more work spread throughout the week can increase your risk of injury due to a workload higher than what you're used to. If you're unsure, consult an expert who can help you adjust your training plan. The takeaway. Everyone misses a workout for one reason or another. If you're usually consistent in your workout routine, then missing a workout occasionally will not derail your fitness goals. If you regularly miss workouts, you should determine the reasons and make adjustments to remove potential future roadblocks. It would be best if you didn't try to make up a missed workout because you could be stressing your body with extra work, which will only lead to fatigue, burnout, and injury. Instead, consider it a rest day and pick up where you left off tomorrow. You just listened to the post titled, "Should You Try to Make Up a Missed Workout?" by Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I hate missing workouts. If my body could handle it, I would work out every single day. But alas, my body cannot handle it. Trust me, I've tried. And this wasn't always the case with me. I was the kid who once asked my parents if I could be an armchair athlete, meaning, couldn't I just spend my free time watching sports on television instead of actually playing them? So, what's my secret? How did I go from wannabe armchair athlete to actually enjoying my workouts and enjoying them to the point where I'd want to do them every single day? No secret. I just used most of the tips today's author Mark shared. I found activities I liked. I planned for them. Yes, I actually blocked time off on my Outlook calendar so that nothing else gets scheduled during my workout time. And to make sure I'm really motivated, I only listen to my favorite music when I'm working out. When I'm commuting to and from campus, I usually listen to audiobooks or podcasts, so I reserve my favorite music for my workouts only. Now, do you have to use these exact same methods? Of course not. But just start with one and see if it sticks. If it doesn't, try another. If you keep trying, I promise something will stick. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.